Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Come back, the sun is shining here in Strandhill. I'm with Ollie Alcorn, who's the head distiller at Hawks Rock Whiskey Distillery in Sligo. Ollie, how you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're a long way from home here, aren't you?
I am, but the sun is shining, so it's, you know, there's some memories coming back of the sunshine. So
where's home? Originally
from Barossa Valley in South Australia, near Adelaide.
Very good.
Yeah.
What would be weather like? You'd get a bit of rain there, wouldn't you?
We get frost as well. But very, very hot, dry summers sort of thing. So it's a wine growing region. So you get all seasons, you know.
How long are you here? Because it's got in on the accent.
It certainly has, yeah. I've been here for 17 years now.
Oh, wait, that'll do it. But you seem like a young fella. Did you come here as a young lad?
No, I was 23 when I came here.
Okay.
22 maybe, I can't remember.
And come here to me, that's the wine region, isn't it? It's a busy wine region in Australia.
Yeah, very, very busy wine region. So, biggest wine region in Australia. It's home to Wolf Blass and Jacob's Creek and Penfolds and
we know
Yolomba.
Well.
Everyone knows it well. Yeah.
It was an Irish missus that brought you here?
It was. It wasn't the weather, but although I've become accustomed to the weather here since I've been here for several years now.
Yeah. And that was Isabel.
That's right.
She's from Dublin?
She's from Dublin, yeah.
And how did you meet?
We actually met in Australia. We were both travelling and we both ended up working on a pearling boat, of all things. So
this sounds made up.
I know.
Actual pearl diving.
Yeah, we were both working as deckhands, so we were actually on the boats, and I think it was anything to get a bit of money to keep on travelling at the time, you know. But tough job. It was very, very long days. But you're in the tropical part of Western Australia, and it's just beautiful, absolutely beautiful place. And then we continued traveling together, and I guess the rest is history. Now we have three kids and living in Sligo, and it's a.
And one of the kids is named after how you met.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so our eldest daughter is called Pearl.
Yeah. That's very nice. So people are wondering, okay, grand, an Australian lad acclimatizes to Sligo. What about the Dublin woman acclimatizes to this area? That could be the hardest job.
It may have actually been harder for her to acclimatize because, you know, getting used to country living. I came from the country, so I actually slipped into it quite easily, I guess, you know.
Okay.
But she's acclimatized now, and I think, well, probably with traffic and the cost of living in Dublin, she's certainly come around, you know.
They're all coming around here.
Yeah.
So you came here. How did you get into this distillery business then?
Yeah, I guess it's a bit of serendipity, you know. It's I worked in the wine industry in Australia, and then I also then went on to do brewing. So myself and my brother did brewing in Australia. And then when I came over here, there was an opportunity that we're going to be starting a distillery. Now, it didn't look like it does now. We had no power, no water.
This is the Hazelwood Estate, 18th century mansion.
Yes, but it had been completely abandoned for 10 years, you know. So it was a bit of a wreck when we started there. It's really come back now. Like we've been there for 10 years now.
It's a slow business because when you start making whiskey, what is it, 3 to 5 years before
three
you can...
Years. Minimum 3 years. Minimum 3 years, yeah.
Before you can call it Irish whiskey.
Exactly.
So Hawks Rock, it's a high-end whiskey.
It is.
Is that because it's not much of it produced or what makes it high-end?
We have our latest brand that's just been released only a couple of months ago is called Gara Vogue. Yeah. Under the Hawks Rock name.
After the river, in Sligo.
After the river in Sligo. The reason it would be a high-end whiskey, it's a 20-year-old whiskey, okay. So very, very high age.
How did you manage that in a 10-year-old?
it was sourced whiskey.
Yeah. So you're curating it.
Exactly.
The distiller. And it's hard to get the whiskey then, is it? How do people get their hands on the bottle?
Where you buy it from at the minute, we have it in Foley's in Sligo Town here and the Celtic Whiskey Shop in Dublin.
Celtic Whiskey Shop, which you can get online as well. Yeah. And Thomas Connolly's pub in Sligo, I noticed, is giving tastings of it.
They have it as well,
But it's expensive. It's about 130 a bottle.
It's 200 a bottle.
Oh, it starts at 200?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. You'd want to have a whiskey after paying that amount. But listen, thanks a million, Ollie Alcorn. Lovely
Thank
to hear
you.
Your story. And good luck to everyone at the Hawks Rock Distillery.
Thanks very much.
Distilleries, but that's the nice Sligo story.